Minute 1 of Lit 104 at 2:25 now. For years, industry and government have treated oil sands pollution studies like unwanted party guests. Ignore them and they just might go away. History is full of examples of situations like this where suddenly someone is saying, if only we had listened, like when we had warnings that real estate was overinflated, but people kept buying. Or going back some years when the evidence was so clear that smoking caused cancer, but people kept smoking anyway. Recent studies have confirmed that the oil sands are in fact a large industrial development that does have an impact on the land and water. University of Alberta scientist David Schindler has documented similar findings that have cut the legs out from under industry's oft-repeated argument that pollution is not caused by operations in the soil sands, but by bitumen that seeps naturally into the watershed. The study found elevated levels of petrochemicals in lakes not fed by rivers, and one lake 90 kilometers downwind from the nearest facility. Undoubtedly, there is a cocktail of stuff going out, and once it is out there, it's like trying to get toothpaste back into the tube. It's a real mess to clean up.